What's going on, guys? This is Dexter Johnson, and you're listening to yet another episode of In the Weeds. So, I'm not sure if you've been keeping up, but recently, the government and certain law officials in an area of the United States recently asked Google to turn over location data of some of its Android devices so that they can try to help pinpoint who might have committed a crime. Now, the reason why this is utter garbage is because of the fact that this is going to cause hundreds of thousands, potentially, of users who are completely innocent to have their data. This is not the government's data. Just because you live in a country does not mean that everything that you do belongs to the government. This is that user's data. So that user's data is going to get turned over to the government in speculation of a crime that they possibly did not commit. And in all likelihood, they did not. So I'm going to show you guys how to turn off your location settings. And this is incredibly important if you have an Android device, because there are so many tie-ins back to Google in Android, but for iOS it is a little bit easier. Guys, let's get into it. All right, guys, so as I've noted before, we're living in a political environment where fear-mongering is at its absolute highest. And of course, all the big tech companies are being brought into the foray and saying, hey, you're stealing our data. And while they're not stealing it, you're readily providing it to them, it does mean that there are certain things that are turned on by default that you need to know about. So guys, if you go into myaccount.google.com/intro/activity controls. This link will also be provided in the show notes. You will see the activity controls for all things Google when it comes to saving specifics about how you travel around the internet and how your device traverses networks. So, for example, you have web and app activity, you have location history, you have device information, voice and audio activity, YouTube search history, and YouTube watch history. So I'm going to go through and explain why some of these might be a little nefarious and could be used against you, and why some of these really don't play a big part into the data collection scheme. So YouTube watch history, YouTube search history. If you're wanting to get good solid recommendations, it doesn't matter. Leave them all. Voice and audio activity. If you want to use Google Assistant, leave this on. Device information. This is about your contact information and stuff like that. So if you're using Google to help sync your contacts across devices, leave it on. No problem. Now, this is one that simply does not need to be turned on. Location history. So this saves where you go with your devices, even when you aren't using a specific Google service, to give you personalized maps, recommendations based on places you visited, and more. And guys, Google is making no attempt to hide this, because at the end of the day, while they are collecting tons of information about you, it's in their best interest to be open with you so that you understand what they're giving you and what they can give you. So, and last but not least, web and app activity saves your activity on Google sites and apps, including associated information like location, to give you faster searches, better recommendations, and more personalized experiences in map search and other Google services. Now, if you turn this off, you also will not be able to utilize Google Assistant. Now, one thing of note here is that if you don't use the Chrome browser, I would recommend leaving this on if you're trying to also utilize Google Assistant. That's what I do, so that I can use Google Home devices in my network at home, and everything works great because Google still is not getting that web search history. But this episode is about the location history. And guys, if you turn this off, Google simply is not going to know where you are. And honestly, they don't need to know your every waking move. For example, if you have this on, because I had this on in the past, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago when I was utilizing an Android device as my daily driver, and you just go and click on the map, it just shows you popping around your state, around the country. And I'm not going to say scary is the word, but it's just a little ominous. So guys, turn that crap off. Because at the end of the day, people are trying to find ways to use this against you. And if you are innocent, 99% of the time you are, there is no need for that data to be out there so that it can be canvassed. Guys, turn off location history now. Until next time, I'll holler at you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.